This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, keep sending in your thoughts on the Rockets, 713-572-4610. We're getting some good ones, some wild ones on here, too, that we will get to. According to Page Six, Jordan Hudson, girlfriend of Bill Belichick, forced her way into Bill Belichick's Dunkin' Donuts Super Bowl commercial, which I will say, if you saw that commercial, that was a commercial with Ben Affleck and Casey Affleck, very Boston flavor to it, because Dunkin' Donuts it's a global company, but it's tied to that part of the world, Boston area. The Super Bowl commercial, if you recall, there among the many characters in that very extensive commercial was Bill Belichick standing there next to his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. And I remember that was only a few months after they had initially gotten together. Their relationship became public. It became public.
And it was. It kind of felt like, boy, that's kind of that's there for posterity.
Yes.
It felt like a weird equivalent to bringing your girlfriend to Thanksgiving dinner, but she's also in the picture, the family photo.
Big time.
Like, no, the girlfriend takes the picture of the family.
Yeah.
Unless she's like, okay, when you know that they're definitely getting married.
Yes.
I don't want this little trollop from Northwest State on my, in my album forever. Yeah.
Right. And definitely not in a Dunkin' Donuts commercial, because that's kind of fun to be in a Dunkin' Donuts commercial, with the Affleck brothers.
So she finagled her way into it. Bill Belichick figured it was a way to get her paid, so she got a nice little paycheck for that.
Yeah, here's what it says. So Page Six, which is sort of the gossipy page of the New York Post, said that Jordan Hudson, quote, forced her way into the commercial, but Bill, as you just said, Seth, saw it as a way for her to get paid, citing an unnamed source, quote, this is the best part. People said they've never seen anything like it, end quote.
I've seen something like it, Sean. I did once in Jacksonville. Brandy got her eyes done, like a LASIK procedure, from an eye doctor there. And he did it for a few of the players for the Jaguars in exchange for doing a little local commercial, A nice little deal. And one of the offensive linemen who did it showed up, and his wife had a plan for how she wanted the commercial to look. So she is handing a script to the actual producers of this commercial. She brought a football uniform for Jeff to be in, and then she was also in it alongside Jeff. Oh, I shouldn't have said. Anyway, is this player? And it was so weird, dude, because the producers were, you could see them like looking at each other and trying to figure out. And meanwhile, they planned on spending maybe 2 hours, just a couple of testimonials, interview a player and his wife who had it done or whatever, and then they that's it. They did a whole skit with him in uniform and all. It was crazy.
No, so nuts. So they acquiesced. She brought in this script and they were amenable air quotes amenable to it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever film crew is in Jacksonville, Florida. It wasn't like it was. They didn't bring out their Emmys to show that they
But I'm guessing there was an agency or somebody there that had an idea of what they wanted the commercial to look like. You know.
Right.
That's
right.
What I'm
they wanted
about.
To be nice and simple and cheap, and I think they probably doubled the production time on
right.
So this
is
an extreme version of that.
Yeah.
You know, the people that are producing a multi-million dollar Dunkin' Donuts commercial. Yeah.
And that's the thing to me that's really funny. Like if people around a set Ben Affleck's in the damn commercial. So there's people that are around stars. When those people are saying people said they've never seen anything like it, they've seen a lot of stuff.
Well, okay, so now immediately people say, hey, why is this even being talked about? Because there is very much a football element to this. Yeah. Jennifer Hudson's reported nosiness.
Jordan Hudson.
Yes, not Jennifer Hudson, excuse me. I apologize.
Poor Jennifer is taking a lot,
Well, he should date Jennifer Hudson.
She'd be a
better
catch.
Would be a power couple right there.
Big time, yes, yeah.
So this has nothing to do with her age or anything. It's her intrusiveness.
Yeah.
Because the other report is that Hard Knocks was going to do UNC. They were going to go in, which is, for a program like UNC, great publicity in this era of NIL and transfer portal and everything else. And the way it was framed was that Hard Knocks was ready to go on a Friday. They thought it was going to be UNC. But then Jordan Hudson was insisting that she get editorial power, that she was going to be able to review the dailies and all this other stuff. And by Monday, the deal had evaporated. Yep. So there's just, and then there's multiple reports of her being very intrusive within the UNC football program in a really weird way. So she could be 25 years old. She could be 65 years old. It doesn't matter. The salacious, scandalous side of this has nothing to do with it. She's sabotaging Bill Belichick's career.
Well,
she's Yoko Ono-ing him.
Well, and in ways, she's sabotaging the North Carolina program. To your point, that Hard Knocks would have been awesome publicity in an era where it's getting harder and harder for programs to cut through, and marketing has become more and more important because of the transfer portal and everything else. They missed out on a huge opportunity, reportedly, because she was being a jerk. Peter King, former NFL scribe, he's retired from writing about the NFL, but still very, very out there. You know, he's very present. He was on the Richard Deitch podcast. Richard Deitch covers media for The Athletic, does a really good job covering media for The Athletic. He had Peter King on his podcast, and among many things they discussed the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson situation at North Carolina, specifically the interview on CBS Sunday Morning, which if you listen to this show, you already know about that, where Belichick, it was just a bad look for everybody. The interview went terribly. It was an effort to promote his book, and it went awful. Peter King, who has a rocky history with Bill Belichick, we should point out, from when he was covering the Giants and Belichick was on the staff there back in the day, said this whole thing is just embarrassing.
This is a guy who owned every room he ever walked into, and now he's got a 24-year-old muse telling him what to do or trying to control situations that, quite frankly, she has nothing to do with or should have nothing to do with. You know, Bill's got to get a hold of himself here. He's got to get a hold of this situation. This is embarrassing. It's totally embarrassing for a guy who's as great at his job as he is.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Okay, so it's embarrassing. One more here. Peter King says, why would you buy this guy's book after watching that interview on CBS Sunday Morning?
If you're going to be promoting a book or you're going to be doing interviews, you can't be the sullen, disinterested
person 100%, right.
That Bill Belichick was for CBS. You just shouldn't do it then. Why do it? Anyone who watched that piece, anyone, look, I'm just saying, for me, if I'm watching that, I'm not buying this idiot's book. Why would I buy this guy? I hate this guy. That is going to be the impression I get.
Yeah, so that I have not heard anybody make that point yet, and it's a pretty basic point, but Peter King's the first one I've heard making it, which is, yeah, the goal of that interview is to sell books. If you didn't know who Belichick was and you watched that, and someone who did know who Belichick was explaining to you, like, so what, this guy's book is about what? About winning. T-shirt who won't answer questions. What?
People were trying to criticize CBS for asking the questions they asked. But when you're in an interview with somebody like that and they're giving you nothing, there does come a point where, like, all right, I got give me something. I'm going to ask about your girlfriend or this woman that keeps interrupting our conversations or whatever. Like, you asked us for the interview.
Right.
You're trying to promote your book.
Right.
We're not here. You ask us for the interview so you can promote your book. I think that Belichick, I could see where Belichick, you know, and from some of the emails that are out there, it looks like he's being dragged. It, like, really does not want any part of the publicity tour because he knows everything that goes along with it.
Yeah.
So he's reluctant to do this stuff anyway. But I wonder if he even really cares all that much about the commercial success of the book, because Bill Walsh has a book out there that I don't think it's even in print anymore, but it's almost like a Bible for football coaches. And it was one of those things where he initially wrote it and it was like 1,000 pages long and they had to try to whittle it down to 500 pages or something. It wasn't fit for mass consumption.
Yeah.
But football coaches really respect the book.
Yeah.
Like, they trade it around. If somebody gives you a copy of this book, it's like handing you one of the original scrolls of the Bible or something.
Oh, really?
It's that respected. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would imagine he'd rather have a book like that than one that's a number one bestseller.
Yeah.
So this publicity tour, he's like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. You want to buy the book? Buy the book. All right.
Belichick made SNL on Saturday. This was a little skit. From SNL, little Trump satire spoof of him signing off on a bunch of different bills.
Sir, this order will make it socially acceptable for a man in his 70s to date a 24-year-old.
That's right. We're calling it the Belichick Law. We're going to make girlfriends young again, okay? Old men can now date far younger women. We like that. It's hot. But in reverse, it's quite disgusting, right? Very Dateline, you know? Did you see Belichick's girlfriend? She's pretty hot, right?
Yes. She is a beautiful creature.
God, you're creepy. This is why we don't hang out outside of work.
I don't like that. That SNL impersonator, the guy from the cast that does the Trump, he's not, I don't like him. I don't like his Trump.
I don't watch SNL, but
I think it was, like, there's other people that do better Trump impressions who aren't, they're not as good an impersonator, but they're just funnier. Like, I feel like this guy's trying too hard and he doesn't bring any charisma to
it. The very beginning of that impersonation, I'm like, this isn't very good. And then there's certain words in there, just certain pronunciations that he makes. I'm like, holy cow, like, that just hit. That was spot on.
That comedian Shane Gillis, he does a good Trump impersonation.
He does,
it's almost like a bipartisan Trump impersonation.
Yes.
A lot of people from both sides of the aisle like it. It's not like he's as good an impersonator. He captures the spirit better.
He does that one really, really good, yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll circle back to the Rockets at the top of the hour and dig into last night's Game 7 loss. And where do they go from here? Yeah. Prediction on the TV right now from Kendrick Perkins. Kevin Durant? will be a Houston Rocket. I actually put up a poll. More, less, or the same? Your appetite for Kevin Durant. We'll get to that top of the hour. Was yesterday a day that can change things for the Astros materially in the division moving forward? I know they lost, but there was something else. We'll get to that coming up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.